went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today I'm here to talk to you about health concerns that people have and what they can do to help themselves when their health matters. And to help me do that is my cohort who's in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's with me here most weeks to basically give me topics and questions on those topics to help create clarity for the listener. And I appreciate the time and energy that he puts into preparing us for the show. And today we're going to talk about a problem that affects all of us. There's no way to avoid the effects of this. It's just a question of how you manage it. And hopefully today we're going to shed some light on ways that you can manage how to better take care of yourself and how to feel less of the effects of this. And what I'm talking about today is stress. But before we get into that, Mark, welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thanks, Doc Rick. Thanks for having me here today. And thanks for taking the time to talk about this topic. I mean, we all face it. I know, you know, there's stressful just even getting to the show today. There was a lot of traffic problems. So we all have to face stress. And there are so many different ways that our health is affected by stress. And in fact, would you even say that most illnesses are a result of stress in some way?
Well, they're the result of stress, and they're the result of nutritional deficiencies, meaning the lack of quality nutrition. What's gone on in the food industry over the last 80 to 100 years has really occurred slowly over time. But we are so far off of real nutrition in this country. That, you know, if you don't have proper quality repair building blocks, then the stress that we experience is going to have a negative effect on us. Now, appreciate the fact that stress by itself is not bad. Stress is necessary for life. And there's physical stress, chemical stress, mental stress, emotional stress, thermal stress, and all of those stresses impact the body. The question is if you process that in a positive way, it actually strengthens the body. But if you process it in a negative way, then it's going to break the body down. And if you don't have the necessary repair building blocks required to offset the effects of that stress, then yes, stress is going to eventually create problems for people. So it's important for us to understand why we have the effects of stress and what it is that we're doing to change that for ourselves.
And I think one of the issues that is so prevalent and has been growing along with the degradation of our dietary things and nutrition is the amount of anxiety that we live with on a daily basis. I mean, there's an enormous amount of environmental degradation, and there are all these significant global changes that affect every aspect of human life. And you can't even be alive without feeling the stress of various injustices and the powerlessness you might feel, and economic stress. And many aspects of living must be contributing to the amount of stress that's in our lives. But as you say, a certain amount of stress is necessary just even for living.
Yes, it actually becomes a fine balance. I mean, realistically, they're doing an experiment, which I fascinated how much money they're going to be spending on this experiment. They're sending identical twins. One is going up to space for a year, and the other one is going to live on the Earth. And they're going to evaluate how they change. And they've done a whole bunch of preliminary tests to set baselines. Okay, they're both here on the Earth. And now they're going to remove the stress of gravity. And unfortunately, I would not want to be the person who volunteers to go be in space for a year without the stress of gravity, because the stress of gravity is what gives us our bone density and what makes our muscles have resistance so that our muscles can be strong, again, creating stress on the bones, creating bone density. And without the stress of things like gravity, without the stress of physical exercise, without the stress of proper chemical ingredients, without the proper stress of emotions like love and those sorts of things, it creates imbalances within the person. So there's a fine balance between stress that is detrimental versus stress that is helpful. And we need to be aware of the fact that stress has a role in our lives.
That's really fascinating, because I think most of us sort of view stress in its negative context. I mean, you know, it's hard to go anywhere without seeing the constant barrage of news media coverage of troubling events. And all this psychological onslaught that we're all receiving on a daily basis, even if you don't want to, you walk by the newsstands and there's the headlines, or the TVs are on in every restaurant in captivity, it seems today. There's so much that's coming psychologically on us that's adding to the stress that we feel that's necessary.
Absolutely, and it is a big problem, and it influences our psyche and has influences over that, and it influences our behavior. And so one of the things that I do personally, and what I encourage a lot of my practice base to do, is just honestly unplug. Stay away from the media. Don't read a newspaper. Don't watch the news. Don't be constantly looking at your cell phone and looking for updates, and they make it so easily and so accessible, but you got to ask yourself a question. To what end, and what's the purpose of it? And if they can keep you plugged into negativity, unfortunately, that's going to influence how your health functions. And then that's great, because they have all the necessary protocols put in place to help you deal with the health imbalances that are the result of having all this stress, but they compel you through commercials and through all the advertising, whether it's print or whether it's internet or what have you, in an effort to keep you, quote, plugged in. My thought is you need to unplug.
It's so interesting, because you know, being plugged in like that and the constant barrage of this type of information, it is only a very narrow range of information. It's not like you're receiving a full all the information that's really out there. You're very much particular type of information. So it might be disaster or political or wars or health issues. And it's a very limited perspective on life if where you're connecting into information is just through the media.
Absolutely. And the sad part is that most people think that that's what the rest of life is about, and it isn't about that. And what's nice is the fact that if you truly unplug, like when I go on vacation, I don't bring any electronic devices with me, any whatsoever. And it's my choice based upon where I'm going, if I would choose to look at what's going on in the world. And that's not to say that I don't, but when I'm on vacation, I'm on vacation. And when I'm away from work, I'm away from work. And when I'm with my family, I'm with my family. And, you know, I remember growing up and watching my dad, while we're on vacation, have to go up to the boardwalk to make a phone call to check in at the office to make sure that everything was going okay. And I'm thinking to myself, that's just, you're not on vacation.
Yeah. And those breaks are so important, really, because you need those breaks to that separation. Sort of, your body has a time to sort of
reset itself and restore itself. Exactly. The whole purpose of sleep is to refresh and restore. The whole aspect of the word breakfast, which is break the fast has to do with the time that you are not taking food in, between your last meal of the day versus your first meal of the next day. And that period of time allows the body to reset itself. And the whole purpose of going to sleep at night is to give your body the ability to reset so that you can hopefully start the next day fully refreshed. But I don't know a lot of people who wake up in the morning feeling totally refreshed.
No, I don't think that's common anymore.
Right. And it's actually, I'm sure with the new coding that's coming out, that there'll be some sort of code associated with, this person doesn't recycle the way that they're supposed to. Let's make that into a disease because we can now monetize it.
We can monetize it. We can name it. We can categorize it. We can codify it.
Right. And we can do tests to prove that this person is having the effects, which is essentially just adrenal insufficiency, which there's already tests that do that. But let's make adrenal insufficiency into 25 different diseases.
That's a really a kind of disturbing trend that we're going towards. And on the one hand, I suppose there is a certain amount of intelligence in being able to separate things out and identify them. But on the other hand, as you say, the root cause of a lot of these problems are very basic. We only have so many organs in our body.
Right. What we need to do is we need to breathe good, high quality air in a relaxed fashion. We need to drink water on a regular basis. We need to eat high quality food. We need to exercise, not to an extreme like a lot of these extreme athletes do. We need to get proper amounts of sleep. We need to have proper environments that are all balanced and harmonious. And we need to live harmonious lives. And unfortunately, keeping up with the Joneses prevents that. And that's the whole reason why we have stress.
And keeping up with leading a healthy life seems to be something that, you know, we do this show every week. It's something that people need a lot of input in order to be able to determine how they can best go about living a healthy life.
Right. And what's interesting is the fact that here in the United States, we practice our lives in a particular way. And we're lucky if we get 2 weeks off a year. And it's stressful to find the time while you can't take 2 weeks off at once. No, you got to take a week here, a week there. And you have to balance it with all the other aspects of your life. You know what they do in Europe, Mark?
I think they take 4 weeks off, some places even six.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I notice if I go on vacation, it's 3 or 4 days before I even settle down enough to actually be on vacation.
Exactly. And so you let the stress build up to the point where something's about to break. Then you go on vacation and it takes you 2/3 of your vacation just to unplug and get into a mode where you're actually back to neutral because you're in the fight flight mode. You're in a, what's interesting is over time, we've taken 10% of our nervous system, which is the sympathetic fight flight mode. The other 90% should be our parasympathetic relaxation, healing, sleeping, recovering mode. We've actually reversed the tables where now we're 90% in fight flight mode. And if we're lucky, 10% of the time we have the ability to recycle and relax. And that's why we wake up the next morning and we're just like, oh my God, I need more sleep, or I don't feel up to going to work. And then people hate their jobs. And then, you know,
it's a cycle. It's a nasty cycle. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about some other specific stress-related things.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsors. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy, what not to buy to be healthy, how to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern, why it's important to pay attention to ingredients, how to read labels, and much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburg, New York. And today we're talking about stress and the effects of stress and what we need to do about it.
Well, we all experience so much stress in our lives, but there are some really severe stress-related issues. The most common one that we speak about today is PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. And there seem to be so many causes of PTSD. Most frequently, we hear about soldiers returning from war zones, having experienced things that they can't possibly process. But PTSD can also occur from the shock of having to go through something like a major surgery or even getting a serious diagnosis. How often do you see in your practice people who come to you with that kind of thing, PTSD?
Well, I get people that come to me and they're stuck in that mindset. And the first thing that we talk about is the fact that it, A, is a mindset, and we have tools in my office that will allow us to change that person's mindset. You know, we may have to go in there and sort of remove some of the corrupt programming that they have in their unconscious mind in an effort to get them to see things differently. Because, yeah, when a person has post-traumatic stress, there's such a deep ingraining of an event in their nervous system that you have to remove pieces of it at a time in order to get the person to move beyond it. And so my focus is always on where are we going? Okay, let's not worry about where we're at. Let's talk about where we're going. And when I can lay a foundation for somebody with PTSD to help them be inspired by where we're going so that they're not stuck in their process and continually stay stuck in their process, we all have some sort of PTSD that influences our daily habits. And having tools that are going to help a person out of that is very, very important. And sometimes it requires medication to get the brain to stop. And my hope is that the person doesn't need to be on that as a crutch for the rest of their lives, more so temporary. And everything should be temporary. Nothing should be lifelong. But unfortunately, most of the allopathic profession right now is about making things lifetime treatment.
Yeah. Now, speaking of medications and people taking medications for stress, but a lot of people also self-medicate with alcohol or drugs, and just in a way to try to cope with stress and even PTSD. So, and even if it does provide some immediate relief, what about the lingering effects that affect a person's health from all those medications, drugs, and alcohol?
Absolutely. When they're causing the liver to become overtoxified and then the liver doesn't process things efficiently, then that influences every other aspect of how the body functions in terms of your hormonal system, in terms of your endocrine system, in terms of your musculoskeletal system. Digestive system, how your brain thinks, all of these things. So it's important to help people to understand how to get a hold of how they deal with their lives. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that you're going to find in a pill. It actually requires some hands-on and some interaction, and it requires more than 3 to 5 minutes, which is what you get standardly at your medical doctor's office.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you see a psychiatrist, I think that they might spend 50 minutes with you.
Right. The challenge is that, and it's been my experience as far as talking to all my patients who go that particular route, is the fact that they're sometimes put on very strong medications that make it very, very hard to get off of. And if they just keep churning the same pot, but they never actually take anything out of that pot, they just let it resettle in a different way, then nothing's really changing. It's important to actually have the ability to release these traumatic memories. And, you know, that's it's the goal is, you know, you should have a goal when you go in to see a practitioner. Okay, what is it that we're going to accomplish, and how long is it going to take to accomplish it? And once we accomplish it, then what? And that mm-hmm. should be the foundation for any interaction with any practitioner.
And most of these stress-related things that we're talking about, certainly on the emotional side, with something like PTSD, is we're either dealing with a past experience that you can't process, or future anxieties about what might happen and what's coming up.
Right. And it's a question of how the law of attraction works in that regard. And if you're pre-paving your future with negative thoughts about what's going to happen, the more you do that, the more likely it is that you're going to attract that into your experience. And so, again, focusing, when a patient comes into my office, we get them to focus on what it is that's going on that they'd like to get rid of. And we need to create a destination for where it is that they'd like to go and how that looks for them. And it's like, you know, with your GPS in your car, it tells you where you're starting from, but you're not even necessarily aware of that, because what are you focused on? You're focused on, well, what is my destination? If when I plug in the address, okay, well, now through the GPS system, it takes me on a route from where I am to where I'm going. And that's kind of the healthcare that I like to help people practice for themselves. And let's start with a goal in mind, and let's focus on getting to that goal, and let's not worry about the mileage markers on the road to getting there.
Interesting. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative HealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to conclude this show with some more questions and some more observations about stress and what people can do to take care of their own health.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Hun Toon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Hun Toon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Hun Toon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hun Toon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about stress and how stress affects us and what we can do to help ourselves with stress. And Mark, I'm sure you have more questions for us.
Yeah, and you know, I kind of suspect that a lot of the listeners to our show are already following many healthy practices, including eating more real food and reducing their intake of processed foods. But and then one of the big stressors that impacts our health negatively is poor nutrition. And there are a lot of different foods that actually damage the delicate vessels and organs of your body, aren't there?
Well, it's that's a loaded question, and I'm going to see if I can unravel it in a way that's going to help the listener. When the food that we are being given is real food, then that creates the least amount of stress on a person's body. When the food that we're being given has been modified and altered and genetically modified or refined or processed and replaced with artificial ingredients and chemical additives and colorings and all of that kind of stuff, well, then now you're not eating food, and now your body actually has to react to that, and it reacts by creating a stress response, and you get increased levels of cortisol, and you get increased levels of other adrenal hormones, and get increased levels of insulin, and that stress on the body, if it has the necessary ingredients, can manage that stress. But as we continually deplete our foods, as we continually refine our foods, as we continually eat more and more of the completely refined and processed foods, we're going to have a harder and harder time dealing with the effects of stress. And so you know, we would like to think that we could just walk into a grocery store and grab something that looks fresh and think that it is fresh. But unfortunately, that's not the world we live in anymore. And the government refuses to tell us whether it's true or not. And, you know, according to the government, they say, well, it's the people have voted for that. No, the people have not voted for that. If you would truly be transparent, there's not a person on this planet who doesn't want to know the ingredients that they're putting into their into their system. And for anybody to say otherwise is not rational. And by all means, please medicate that person and put them away from the rest of the population so that they don't influence us in a negative fashion. But unfortunately, that's not the world that we live in. And so getting quality nutrients is harder and harder every day. And as a result of that, just the stress of trying to go find high-quality nutrients, that's a problem.
It's a problem. You can hardly find it in the grocery stores anymore. Everything seems to be, you know, genetically modified, or it's got wax on it and pesticides on it. And, I mean, even if you eat organic food, it's very difficult to find, you know, food that is real, food that is whole, that food that you want to eat. It's a real problem. And even if you go to the health food stores, a lot of the products there now, they're wrapped in plastic, and there are issues about that. All these things are causing stress. So in your practice, I know that you use supplements to help people. And how does that work to augment or offset some of these things that we're dealing with stress-related?
Well, it's actually quite simple, and it's a very simple premise, and I don't understand why it isn't practiced more in this country. But, you know, when you have high-quality ingredients found in supplements made by Standard Process, and I'm not here to sell Standard Process, but unfortunately they seem to be the only company in the country that actually does the right thing. I've researched them. I've been to their farms. I've seen their process. All these other companies that, you know, try to get me to sell their products. And I ask them, well, where do they get their ingredients from? And they just keep reassuring me that they're the finest quality ingredients and that they've been standardized. And as soon as they're standardized, they're not real, because they're trying to make it all the same with all the specific numbers associated with it. And so patients in my office and the people that I consult with around the country, we get them on high-quality whole food supplements that are made by Standard Process. And what it does is it actually fills in the holes that their diet creates because of the stripping of the food of these vital ingredients for normal functioning. And so when you get a person on high-quality whole food supplements to fill in the holes, then their body can actually deal with the stress.
Interesting. Now, you know, not everybody has access to you. Your office is in New York in the Hudson Valley. I know that you'd be willing to help people find somebody, a practitioner that could help them with those nutritional issues. If somebody wants to reach out to you and ask some questions about stress or about how to get the kind of nutritional supplementation that you're recommending, how would they best reach you?
They can do one of two things. They can either send me their information and we can do a consultative thing over the phone or through the internet. That's not a problem. Or they just tell me where they live and I will find them a practitioner who utilizes these kinds of practices that can help them. But it doesn't happen if nobody contacts me. It's like the listener has to take the initiative. And I'm not asking them to take the initiative because I'm wanting them to be a patient. I'm asking them to take the initiative so that they can actually help themselves, because they're not helping themselves otherwise.
That's true. And the phone number to reach you is 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. And what's your email?
My email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And by all means, please, if you have a question, if you want to help yourself, if you need someplace to start, by all means, connect with me and I will help you start.
That's great. Well, we're out of time for this week's show, but an interesting conversation about stress. I'm looking forward to speaking with you next week.
Yeah, I'm sure we could talk about stress for the next 20 hours and we still wouldn't do it justice. So I'm sorry that the show's over, but please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station, where we will have more important topics important to you when your health matters.